Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because at least then there would be no collateral damage.
Well.
Except for them.
Or if their car fell onto people.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll clear the area.
Okay, got it. A lot of planning.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
The pride of Sac State is here, intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
Your semester is officially over.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
It's so relaxing.
You're on summer break?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Summer break. Watch out, Cancun.
Watch out. You're not going to Cancun.
I'm not.
Are you counting down the days until graduation?
Yes, one more semester.
How many days is that?
One more semester.
Okay, I asked if you were counting down the days.
I know. I think it's like 180, maybe more.
Are you going to make us go to your graduation?
Oh, my God. Of course.
Awkward.
Wait.
I would go to your graduation.
I would too.
But it's a long wait. Mm-hmm. You got to find your seats.
That's okay.
Some people are, it's hot. Family mess. Bring your kids.
Why would we want to bring our kids to
Mm-mm.
that? Kevin, why don't you want, you are graduating,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. Yes, yes.
From actual Sac State.
Yeah, wouldn't I?
Well, it just seems like all of a sudden, once we would show up to celebrate you and all your hard work, you don't want us there.
I mean, I do want you there, but the schedule's very tight.
This is starting to seem suspicious.
No, the communications major goes first, and it's like super early morning.
Well, that's great. Then we got time for dinner afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. No. Like in the morning during our morning show.
Oh, great. Even better.
Yeah. We have the day off from there.
Yeah.
What? We can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
We broadcast from Sac State before.
Of course.
Broadcast from my graduation.
I'm starting to think you're not going to graduate.
I am graduating. It's just I don't have enough tickets for all of you.
We'll get tickets. We'll don't worry.
We'll scalp some.
Katie's very famous. She can get us tickets.
Right.
This year, I saw graduation tickets. They're like treasure. Everyone was trying to get them.
Well, don't worry about us. That's we'll be all right.
Besides, does your mom and stepdad even want to go?
My mom wants to go, and I'm not inviting Jim.
Oh, wow.
Why should I?
We're going to have to get into that as we get closer to your quote-unquote graduation.
I am graduating.
All right.
Listen, we have plenty of time. We have 180 days-ish.
If give or so take.
Give or so take. All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know the guy who created the baby on board signs made millions from them and doesn't have any kids?
How about that? I have thought about that before. Like, baby on board sign seems like something that the government handed out or something like that at this point. But no, they're for sale. You mm-hmm. buy them. The phrase, if you look, is trademarked.
Hmm.
And it's like, why didn't I think of that?
Now, if there's people that don't know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, there was this big explosion of putting signs on your car that said baby on board. It was like a little yellow square sign that you would hang in your window. And they did it mostly so if there was an accident, paramedics and police would know that there is a baby in the car.
Oh my God, that makes so much more sense. I always thought it was to tell other drivers that there's a baby in that car to be careful.
That's it.
Like, hey, be careful, there's a baby in this car.
That's why we're driving so slowly.
As opposed to all the other people that are going, I'm going to ram that car. There's no baby in there.
Well, not ram the car, but maybe an I always thought it was an explanation for why I'm driving so slowly.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I drive much slower when my kids are in the car.
Oh, because you speed when they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, you do speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, if this guy made millions of these baby on board signs and he didn't even have any kids, what are some signs that we can make now here in 2019
so smart.
That we can hang in cars to let people know of something that's maybe going on inside the car?
A sign that says I only have one-way insurance.
Oh!
Oh!
else? What else?
Maybe I don't use my blinkers.
Well, I think that's going to be apparent when they see you not use your blinkers.
And also, that's kind of just like telling the police to pull you over.
Right.
Oh, okay. How about, I got it. I left my identification at home.
Okay, again, seems like another reason.
You get pulled over a lot if you actually had a sign that said that.
Yeah.
My AC is not working, so that's why I'm sweating profusely.
I love it. It's a long sign, right? But, yes.
But it lets them know.
Okay, what if it was just a sign that says I'm single?
Oh, there you go.
Then you're going to get stalkers that come to your house.
Yeah, ladies may not want to put that
on. I was thinking for Kevin.
But Kevin, if you put that on your car and they stalked you and came to your house, that's way more action than getting now.
That's what you think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they usually honk at me first.
Oh, and why are they honking?
Are you a hooker?
Because you're not using your
blinker? I'm not a hooker.
Why are they honking
at
you first?
They just like to honk at me.
Ladies.
Yeah.
It's 2019,
Gavin.
You said
that like it was true.
All right, did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know when The Simpsons debuted in 1989, Bart was 9, Homer was 36. If the characters actually aged, Bart would be older today than Homer was then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I guess I didn't.
How are you saying Simpsons?
Simpsons.
Okay.
He says it's a little tiny P in
there.
Well,
it sounds like he was saying Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's
have you ever
correct.
Seen The Simpsons?
Yes, I have. They're the yellow people.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
Maggie.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Why?
Because she has a binky and she's like kind of like evil, but in a cute evil way.
Kind of like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That didn't do much for me.
Well, the fact is true. I did the math and it calculates it.
So how old would Bart be today?
Bart would be 39 years old, and Homer would be 66.
Bart would be 39? No, that's not true.
Yeah, if it debuted in 1989, you'd
No, it's not. Kevin, no, it's not.
Yes, no, Bart was. He's saying Bart was 9 in 1989.
Oh, yeah. So Bart would be 39 today.
Do not question him.
Sorry. I'm a mathematician, unlike Katie.
My bad.
What?
She just defended you.
I know, but I'm making a point that I can do math faster.
I am never coming to your defense again.
Wow.
You're a monster. You're a Maggie.
I'm just giving examples.
Ugh.
I do have a question, though, Kevin. Why do you think that they haven't aged throughout the course of the TV show? Because now, in 2019, Bart's still 9 and Homer's still 36.
They don't age in Simpsons because of Mr. Burns' factory.
Because of
the nuclear power plant.
Pollution.
Smart theory, mm-hmm. Kevin.
Global warming caused aging to stop happening.
Quit while you're ahead on the theory, because I liked it. I like the ambiguity of that. The whole town doesn't age because of nuclear pollution.
You know, we've never considered the idea that nuclear pollution could actually do something that was almost beneficial.
Not age us.
Yeah, keep us young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always think it's, so negative.
Give us superpowers or something.
Or something. Like, maybe. Uh-huh. Why not, right?
Right.
For God's sakes, his family's been the same age for 30 years. Right.
Yeah, when's Maggie not going to be a baby?
Oh, that's true. Getting stuck as a baby would suck.
Oh,
but instead, your hair falls out and your cells get poisoned.
Right.
What?
Seems like I wish that we stayed young forever, is what I'm saying.
Not me.
Why?
I like to grow old and die.
What?
I thought you told us during this segment that you want to cash your chips out at 55.
Yeah.
That's old?
Yeah.
55? Your mom's older than that.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
Kim's not older than that?
Uh-huh. Not at all.
How old's Kim?
She's young.
She's like in her mid-40s.
Mid-40s?
Mid-40s. She's way older than that.
That's not what you've told us.
Well, she looks older than that.
Okay, so how old is she? If she's not in her mid-40s.
Yeah, we're talking now about a 10-year range.
Right.
Where is she in there?
She was born in 1970.
Okay.
No, 860.
You don't know when your mother was born?
She's 40-something, but she looks 70.
Oh my God.
Never mind.
You are the worst person alive.
She ran out of Lancome cream.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Back in a sec.
This hour brought to you by
At Elk Grove Honda, you can lease a 2019 Accord LX and enjoy a tradition begun with the first Accord in 1976. Ask about the lease you can do. We are Elk Grove Honda in the Elk Grove Auto Mall, Highway 99 and Elk Grove Boulevard.
Cheap, cheap. I gotta get an Elk Grove Honda Honda.
When you're shopping for a new home, you don't want just any old house.
French doors, parquet floors.
You want the home you've been dreaming of.
A chandelier.
At Golden One Credit Union, we...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.